who did what? Who ate a very disgusting stuff, and you envy him. This is the junoon, you see? It looks upside down. You are envying someone who felt miserable. So this is not about logic and cleverness and gaining something. It's something else. Here, at the end of this paragraph, you're supposed to feel what? We're at the middle of it. To understand the other paragraph he was talking about. It means the sign of friendship, the sign of dosti. And dosti is not friendship. Dosti is much more than that. Because at the end of the day, we call God dost. We don't call him pal or friend in English, I think. But dost is like that. Because it's the real spiritual connection. It's not the knowing each other in the herd, being together and hanging out together. It's that touch, that contact. The first stuff is you should understand that it has a hefty price. And you have to be ready to do that. We are at the center of this. Then he pointed about the improvement. He said, remember, we are not talking about your physical improvement here. Because physical improvement is very important for the animal. But for us, we're talking about your thought. Remember we said, oh my brother, you are the thought. The rest is nonsense to me. That thought could be improved. Thinking could be improved. And by improvement, I mean like light. Look at the light. There are two kinds of light. One is a flashlight. One is a flashlight of the camera. The flashlight of the camera is much stronger than the flashlight of a house. But you cannot read with that. That will make you blind. You could read with this. So do not exaggerate and go for quantities. It's not the matter of quantities. It's about some happening inside you. We are talking about one part of you taking over. Why? Because we know this is not the dictator one. The other one is dictator. You know your dictator one, right? The one who dictates to you what to do. You call it intelligence, algorithm, right? So that's a dictator one. Look at it. It's dictator. Although you understand that it knows only the rules, the exceptions not. And around you everything is exceptional. The other part of you, this is your brain. The other part of you is the heart. Where is the heart? Nowhere. Where is the brain? Over here. This is the physical one. This is the real one. That's the metaphysical one. The breath in you, the soul. What? Huh? You were born with the first one active, second one non-active. Potentiality. You have to bring it up. How? We talked about it, remember? We said the lady should start to pray and the gentleman should walk. Means your brain should learn surrendering and prayer and tawakkul, and your heart should start running, walking, being active, because your heart is a baby and is sitting down. It's sleeping. You have to wake it up. This is what we do. All these talkings are You will hear that in a couple of sessions. He will say, listen, I'm not talking about me giving you some stuff. I'm talking about you being pregnant. And I'm here to help. Okay? What is my help? The advice I give you. And what am I looking for? Pain. Because if you don't have pain, the baby is dead. You have to have pain. Do you remember that pain? Looking at your picture and noticing the imperfection, noticing the difference between this one and the one it could be. That's always our point, remember? In every single moment, try to be the best possible of you. If I'm not at the best of me, means I'm waste. It should hurt. When I look at the beauty that it could exist in everyone, and that candle is not lit in me, I have to feel bad. If not, I will not look around to find someone to lit it up. That's the trick. Because before anything else, do you remember the needs in this path? Do you remember, sometimes jokingly I brag that I'm like the tour leader to Grand Canyon. And I tell you, you should have water and a machete cutting stuff, right? In this path, they will say, okay, now if you're ready, let me tell you first thing you need now. You have to have the water. Because if not, you are not sitting in a class. And the machete, you have it, but you don't use it, thank God. Because you don't know what to do. Now, what is the first thing for you to walk? A pal. A friend. This is not a path of walking alone. You know what is interesting in this path? Everything exists. Like the other parts of life, everything exists. One of the special moments that exists in this path is sitting down, concentrating, and isolating your mind from the reality. This is one part of it. Some will call it meditation, some will call it prayer, some will call it something, but at the end of the day, everybody is doing it, right? The funny thing is, all these efforts are aimed to what? To isolate me? Au contraire. Exactly the opposite. All this forgetting about this moment is to really good connect to we. I'm not seeking isolation over there, not to think. I want this one not to think. I want the other one to start to think. Start to see, to look around, and to find a connection. So, it looks the opposite, he said, in this universe, everything looks opposite. Because from now, we'll refer to this Junoon we have. Majnoon is a guy upside down. It's opposite the normal guy. This is what this logic is. Yes, here, one of the amazing thing is the verb for love in Persian language. You know what it is? The verb of love. Because love itself is not a verb for Iranians. Losing. It's losing. Because it's a game that you lose yourself. It's not gaining, it's like a gambling, but we use the word of losing. Because that's what it is. You lose your ego, your self-importance and self-centerism. And all of this happens with a simple touch. So, we advise you to try to touch, to find these people. We'll talk about it future. Let's go on. Who's the victim to today? Will tries to remind me that last time it was me. So sorry we interrupted you, Will. How about it? 1540, I believe. We left it there.
Still or
doesn't matter that much. Go back as much as you like.
Okay. Regard the lightning as takes away the sight. Regard the everlasting light as entirely helpless.
Yep.
To ride horse upon the foam of the sea, to read a letter in a flash of lightning, is
that
to face
your mind. Sorry. Again, the light. Yeah. Okay.
Is to fail because of covetousness to see the end. It is to laugh at your own mind and intellect. Agla, by its proper nature, is a seer of the end. It is the nafs that does not see the end. The intellect that is vanquished by the nafs becomes the nafs. Jupiter is checkmated by Saturn and becomes inauspicious. Still, turn this gaze upon this bad omen. Look on that one who made you ill-starred. The gaze that surveys this ebb and flow pierces from the inauspicious influence to the auspicious. The gaze that surveys this ebb and flow. He continually turns you from one state to another, manifesting opposite by means of opposite in the change.
Means what? Means look at you. There is a, in a way, like a tidal motion in you. You will change. We talked about this change, that everything is changing. Even you are changing. And your mood will be up and down. Why? Because that's the only way you could understand. Remember, your intelligence, your brain is made to understand a binary code. Good and bad. Plus and minus. Zero and one. Do you remember when we saw and we said, you are crossed eyes and you see two stuff instead of one? Because for you, you don't understand the coin. You understand this face and the other one. So, by this, actually, even you could learn. Because, isn't it that there are some negative stuff you find in your mind? You know why they're there? Because that's the only way for you to understand the positive one. This is how it works. The opposite is over there, you could understand the rest of it. If you understand what the coin is, if you give up that silly stuff of denial and look at it, okay, yes, there are two faces. There are some thoughts in you which will make you or could make you a fascist, because there is this wave in the society towards that. If you give up, you will become that. Okay? But are you the guilty one here? Up to yesterday? No. Because it happened.